Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN, a special edition, as we mentioned. And we're going to have joining us here live on the program this morning, U.S. Senator Jerry Moran, who's standing by via telephone. Good morning, Senator.
Brandon, good morning to you. This is Dave Lewis complimenting you for a good job. He seemed like he emphasized this morning. I didn't think it was a rare thing when you did a good job.
Now, Senator, I say this every morning. Not just this morning, but I say it every morning. Right, Brandon?
Yeah,
pretty much.
This is true, yeah.
Pretty much.
Most days.
Grandpa Moran, how does that work?
Well, Dave, as you may know, I'm still in the basement.
Are you still?
So, you know, I'm traveling, and the highest priority on our household is a grandson, a grandchild. And so when I come home from Washington, D.C., there's a little bit of hello, but almost immediately sent to the basement to make sure I keep our household safe and secure for a grandmother and a grandson.
Well, I was about to ask which ranks higher on that security front, or maybe it's not just a safety measure between your wife and your grandson.
You've made a good point, because when COVID is behind us, what if I'm still in the basement?
You know, stranger things have happened.
Yeah.
You know, you're in government. You should know that.
We're taking, COVID-19 very seriously and trying to do all the things that social distancing and masks, and trying to limit ourselves to kind of what contact we have with people and in what fashion.
Well, congratulations on that's your first grandchild, isn't it?
It is. And it's a great development in our lives.
And what is the grandfatherly nickname for Senator Jerry Moran?
It hasn't happened yet.
Oh. It hasn't
has not happened.
Happened
yet. We've had the debate, but my take is that's up to the grandson.
Aha. Okay. So we'll wait on that for a while, won't we?
We will.
Because he's what, 2 months, 3 months?
It's now six.
Six? That's got to be just a challenge to not be able to get over there and hang out with the boy.
Lane was born in January, and COVID arrived early March. Huh. And so we've been socially distanced since then. So I haven't held him since his early few weeks.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, okay, so my next question, then we'll get into the serious stuff with Brandon, Senator.
Okay.
National Ice Cream Day is coming up Sunday. What's your favorite flavor?
Vanilla.
That sounds appropriate.
It does reflect who I am. But almost never will I order any ice cream other than vanilla. And it is the most difficult thing for me to step away from. Can't order a ice cream cone, can't order a cup, got to order a start on a bite, and you end up eating a half gallon.
Pretty much how that works. You know that the cartons say servings of, there are 12 servings, but I can never get more than four.
false advertising.
That's right. Senator, good to have you on the air. Thank you for spending some time here, right here in the middle of June from your basement. We appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, and obviously we have some topics to get to here, I saw the press release late last night here about the 988 suicide hotline. I know you were instrumental in kind of getting that passed here from the Senate. It was passed unanimously, but the FCC making an announcement yesterday that has been approved to go into effect.
Brandon, thank you for highlighting this. I mean, suicide is a significant and terribly damaging issue. In this country, in Kansas, in Manhattan, it's not something that any of us are removed from. And I've seen this particularly in the area of veterans. And clearly, we need to have a quick response. One of the things in the Department of Veterans Affairs is help is often far away. So trying to get our community health centers to be able to provide services to veterans, I think, has been a long-time goal of mine, and we're headed in that direction. But this legislation required the FCC to develop a three-digit number for somebody who is contemplating suicide, needing mental health counseling, to have, just like 911, this one becomes 988. It will take a bit of time for it to come into existence, but the idea that we have a quick and national response wherever a person is with people who are capable of helping and discouraging and encouraging people is a very valuable thing, and I'm pleased to see this happen. It was a two-track path. The FCC could do this on its own and ultimately did, but we passed the legislation in the Senate to send a message to the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, that we were hoping, we expected, we wanted to see this accomplished, and they did it this week, and that's a good piece of news. In addition to veterans, from a Kansas perspective, agriculture producers, farmers and ranchers, the rise in suicide in that category is dramatically increasing as agriculture faces more and more financial and other challenges. So young people, it's just there's no one that really is immune today. And this, our state, the country needs more mental health services, and they need to be provided quickly.
Yeah, and you know, this is kind of the one of the olive branches we haven't really hit on a whole lot on the coronavirus pandemic, but the underlying factors of mental health attributed to the virus. You know, people that maybe aren't getting the virus, getting sick, are dealing with problems being separated from folks.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the saddest thing, I don't know, there's so many sad things in regard to COVID-19, but senior living, nursing homes, senior care, the distance physically and emotionally that residents have to now face as a result of COVID-19 is just, has to be just terrible, not only for the senior, but for the whole family. And it is a reminder to me that we need to make certain that we not only focus attention on hospitals and doctors and clinics, but this senior living circumstance is worthy of more attention, I think, than it's been given.
You know, we're speaking with Senator Jerry Moran here on News Radio KMAN. So that'll go into effect in 2 years. I think that's a great step in the right direction for that. And obviously unanimously passed the Senate. I think it passed the House, too, pretty quickly. As far as the coronavirus response is concerned here, how would you rate testing? We always hear a lot about testing and the need to increase capacity. When are we getting closer to where we need to be?
I'm of the view that testing is a critical component of getting us back to someplace closer to normal. We understandably want to be out and about more. The federal government, the taxpayers, there aren't enough government programs and government dollars to be spent or borrowed to make the economy work. And human beings, perhaps Kansans in particular, love their freedom and love their ability to make decisions what need to go on in their own lives. And testing is a way that we can isolate people who are positive, who have the virus, and not isolate people who don't. And the challenge is the test is just valid for the moment in which it's taken. But clearly it gives us a much better picture than what we have today. And the more that we can make certain that people who have the virus don't come in contact with people who don't, the less likely it spreads. So testing is of great value. And your question is, are we making progress? The answer is yes. Is it fast as we would like? No. But I can tell you that we're making progress even in Kansas. The University of Kansas chancellor yesterday announced that all students coming back to the university this fall would be tested. And that's because we have developed the capacity to do the test, to do it in a way that's not a swab up the nose into the brain. And so the companies, laboratories, including many in our state, are developing the tools that we need to do more testing and to do it in a timely fashion. Again, part of the problem we've had in the moment, certainly over the last several months, is once you take the test, it might take days before you get the result. And in the meantime, you're still quarantined and you don't know the answer. We're getting to the point in which those tests can be turned around in a matter of hours or a day.
Yeah, that is a big concern. I know somebody who's awaiting a test result right now, and I think they tested on Saturday, and they still haven't gotten their results yet. And obviously, he's feeling healthy at this point, but yeah, a lot of it is peace of mind. You don't know what you don't know.
Brandon, I lost you in volume. I can hear you only faintly.
Okay, I'll increase my mic here. I was just saying, I know at least one person who's awaiting their test results.
I make sure it's not me.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Better, yes.
Okay. Well, I was just saying, I know at least one person who's been awaiting their test results, and that seems to be a big concern, that the wait to get results it's too long right now. I think the guy I know has waited 5 days to get his test results back.
There is a new test developing that involves just saliva. You spit into a tube. You can mail it to the company. You can do the test at home. You mail it to the laboratory, and the indications are that within 24 hours, you can have the result back. And I think when I mentioned the University of Kansas, I should bring it home to K-State and Manhattan. My understanding is that other universities in the region system in Kansas are looking at this opportunity to see if it's the key to getting us to a point in which we can have students back in a classroom on a campus. So it is front and center in a discussion that's going on in our state.
And again, we're speaking with Senator Jerry Moran here from Kansas, so we won't be taking any phone calls here during this segment, but we always appreciate getting an opportunity to talk with the senator. In discussing school, were you surprised at all that the announcement by our governor here this week to push school back to after Labor Day, at least at the K-12 level?
Well, I think the good thing is that decisions about opening need to be made as local as possible. I would say with individuals, with families, with teachers, with schools. And one-size solution, certainly Washington, D.C., having a policy in regard to whether or not classroom instruction is going to occur, coming from the nation's capital, is not the way to do it. Places are different. Circumstances are different. Classroom sizes are different. I mean, it's just the nature of our country, we're so diverse that I'm all for making local. The issue, I think, first of all, I would say that having students in the classroom is hugely important. It is important for families. I don't think it's important for students. My view is that, and in fact, I've talked to a number of school superintendents across Kansas in the last 2 months, and while every effort was made to educate all students by distance learning, I think the reality is that there's a lot of remedial efforts that now need to take place. It's not a circumstance that works for every family. I know of children who are home trying to learn on the internet, that they're taking care of younger brothers and sisters while mom and dad are at work. We need kids in a classroom for a lot of reasons. I think learning occurs there better for most students. But we also need, I suppose it's not a hug in these times, but we need teachers who can tell kids they love them, to care about them, to demonstrate that, and to bring them along. Every student needs the attention of teachers. They are the most noble profession we have, and we need them in the lives of students. And I understand the importance of safety. We certainly don't want to open our schools and then find that a month or so later it's necessary to close them. So how we do this and when we do this is important. Again, my view is that's a local decision, but I'm trying to do everything I can, tests, PPE, and other things, that if the decision is made that we're going to have classroom education, that the necessary tools for our schools, including financial, are available.
Senator, we got to take a quick break. Can we have you hang on and join us for another segment?
Absolutely, Brandon.
Okay. We'll be back with Senator Jerry Moran after this on News Radio KMAN.